Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Fire, Holy Spirit,
fire.
What can you do for us?
How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express who God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
Thank you.
Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, ha, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord is forever. As long as the earth
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old ways. They shall raise up the former desolation. And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Aliens shall be your plowmen and vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in the land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offerings. And I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. And their offspring among the people, all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. But as the earth bringeth forth a bud, as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all generations. generations. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 61. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we adore you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We bless you for your presence, Spirit of the living God. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, we praise you, Holy Spirit. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless you. We thank you for this awesome season, oh God. We thank you for your mighty move. Even as we are right here now, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are moving in our midst. Hallelujah. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you for your mighty moves in our lives. And in this, I am that I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done in this early morning devotion. May the Lord perfect all that concerns our lives. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your power and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate our hearts, saturate the airways, saturate the cyberspace, the networks, this radio blog. Oh, hallelujah, your tangible presence to saturate our environment. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your presence fill this place, oh God. We need your presence. Let your presence fill this place, oh God, our dwelling places, oh God. Your presence, oh God, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. So, Father, we pray for your presence, oh God, to fill this place in the name of Jesus. Let your presence fill this place. Let your presence fill our dwelling place wherever we are, at our jobs, in our homes. Hallelujah. Let your presence, oh God, fill the place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or will listen experience a life, another life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy path, an ancient path of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Anoint this altar of prayers with praise, worship, and devotion, O Almighty God. Let this altar of prayers be anointed, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, let it be cleansed first, O God, with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Cleansed with the blood of Jesus, purified with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let there be a cleansing of the altar prayers in our lives, the altar prayers in our hearts, O God. In the name of Jesus, for you are holy, for you are righteous, O God. Your word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And Father God, we are not holy in ourselves, only through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that we can receive your holiness, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, to walk after your spirit and not after the flesh. Help us, O God, to live and walk after the spirit. In the name of Jesus, to do your biddings in our lives. Holy Spirit, we decrease. Take complete and absolute control of this early morning devotion. We decrease, Holy Spirit, take Holy Spirit, we surrender our children to you in the name of Jesus, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, our spouses, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, take preeminence. Oh, Holy Ghost, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, perfect all that concerns us. Holy Ghost, we are dependent on you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Breathe on each and every one of us this morning. Almighty God, release your breath. Release your breath upon us, O God. Release your breath in the environment that we're in. Release your breath in our cars. Release your breath in our offices. Holy Spirit, envelop us in your breath in the name of Jesus. We need divine CPR. Spirit of the living God, give us your holy CPR, O God. Resuscitate our lives. Let it come into the way you ordain it to be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are here only to glorify the name of Jesus. Do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Teach us, lead us, guide us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Show us the path to take and the path not to take, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. We receive the fullness of the joy in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Holy Ghost, that you will move upon the hearts of loved ones and relatives that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. We destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, noon and unknown, in the name of Jesus, not by my power, but by the Spirit of the Most High God, by the Spirit of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, weeping may endure in the night, but joy, this is the joy day. Joy cometh this morning. Joy cometh in every area of our lives. Pour your fresh oil, Almighty God. Pour your fresh oil, Almighty God. Your blessings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Order our steps, O God. Oh, yes, Lord. Give us hearts of compassion. Give us hearts of humility. In the name of Jesus, we are weak, but you are strong. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. In the name of Jesus, it is all about you, O God. All about your kingdom. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. We thank you, O God, for your kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, hear our voices this morning in the name of Jesus as we pray. Hear our prayers. As our prayers, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray, O God, for turn around, that you would turn things in your favor, in our favor, in the name of Jesus, according to your will, your plan, and your purpose for our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, we drink from the fountain that springs from a river of life. In the name of Jesus, we thirst for you. We thirst for you, O God. We bless you, O God. We thirst for you, O God. We drink from the living water, O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we will not thirst any longer. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, O God. Lead us, O God. Provide for us, O God. Make a way for us, O God. Lord, we pray for healing. Heal us, O God. Heal us, O God. Deliver us, O God. In the name of Jesus, enforce your biddings in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that the heavens are open, that the holy angels are now at ascending and descending from a your holy throne room, enforcing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bless your name. And Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, Almighty God. We glorify you, Almighty God. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Cleanse the atmosphere. Charge the atmosphere with the presence of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. No, Father God, your word says, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on you, O God. Keep us in perfect peace, not the peace that the world gives. Peace that comes from Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, oh, God, for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, oh, God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And, Lord, we cry out. We cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, over the cyberspace, over the networks. In the name of Jesus, let the blood speak. Let the blood, the holy blood of Jesus, speak on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in our systems in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are God, and there is nothing too hard for you to do. You are God. You are God, oh God. And we acknowledge omniscience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All powerful, all knowing. Hallelujah. Father, help us in our walk with you. Lead us. Guide us, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We invoke the covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ and activate the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ in every area of our lives and in the lives of our loved ones. Hallelujah. The holy blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for station of your word in our lives. We bless you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I pray this morning that this is a prophetic word that is that the Lord has shifted us a little bit this morning. This is a word, and I pray that each and every one will, if it's for you, that you will receive this word of Almighty God this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that your ears will be in tune to what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us, every one of us this morning. If you're here, this word is for you, it's for me, or it's for someone that you may know in the name of Jesus. Genesis 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken. And Abraham called the name of son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God commanded. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to last, so that all the year will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah would have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Number one, all God's promises are yes and amen. I want to speak to anyone this morning, and whatever the Lord has promised, whatever prophetic word that has been given to you or to your children or to your bloodline, whatever God speaks, it will surely come to pass in the time and the set time that he has ordained it to come to pass. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So instead of you being discouraged, begin to praise God and begin to thank him in advance for those promises being fulfilled in your life. God is not a man that he should lie. No, whatever he says he will do it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. It's Abraham, 100 years old. Sarah, in her 90s, we have possible with God when we believe. Do you believe? Do you trust him? Or do you just say it with your mouth? Because you see, God looks at our thoughts. Hallelujah. So your thoughts have to come in agreement with the word of God. Your thoughts, what you believe, what's in your thoughts, it has to come into alignment with the word of God. Hallelujah. Then your mouth, you declare it. And it surely comes to pass. But if you're saying one thing and your thoughts are opposite of what you say, you decree, declare, and prophesy, and your thoughts don't really believe what you're saying, how those promises become delayed. The promises they never go back void. They accomplish what God said it to. Let me tell you. Even if you don't receive that particular promise, it comes back through your bloodline. Because when God releases a blessing, he releases it not only for you, but those after you, your bloodline. And if you look at the Bible, read the different things that happened. Abraham is not here to see the promises of God manifesting. No, but if what he says he will do, what the Lord says he will do it. Hallelujah. Who is doubting the Lord this morning? Who is doubting the Lord? And you say you believe, but your thoughts are in a different direction. A double-minded man you will not receive from the Lord if you don't put your total full trust. It might not look like God is not doing, he's not doing anything, but he is. Hallelujah. He is working on your behalf. That's what the Bible says in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according. Hallelujah. God said when he said his words are not our words, his thoughts are not our thoughts. Hallelujah. His ways are higher. So the way God does things is different. Sometimes the gifts and the promises that he has for you and I, you got to go through some desert periods. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, everybody has an individual different things that are going on in their lives. That doesn't mean that God doesn't care. He does care, and he loves you unconditionally. Are you going to have faith and trust and believe in him? And pray and let the mind of Christ be in you. Hallelujah. So who am I speaking to this morning? The Lord is speaking to you. Hallelujah. Whatever he says he will do, he will do. Don't be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. The Lord is faithful and just. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No good thing will be withheld from them that believe and trust in him. Trust, there's a song called Trust and Obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Begin to praise the Lord for those blessings that he has promised you. Begin to praise the Lord for he is, what is the name you are about to produce, your Isaac. What is it? The name Isaac is the Lord going to make you laugh. Hallelujah. They were laughing and scorning you. But now the tables have turned. You're in a new season. You're in a new Jewish year. Hallelujah. And the Lord is going to make you laugh. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Can you imagine what happened to that old lady when she was pregnant with Isaac? What happens to us when we get pregnant? Hallelujah. I'm talking about your physical body changes. Hallelujah. The Lord reverse aging. Hallelujah. The Lord reverse aging. So instead of Sarah, you think that it was an old woman, Jessica, no, no, no. The Lord reverse aging. He reversed it. So guess what? The uterus became alive again. Hallelujah. Well, someone might have said, oh, she hasn't fulfilled her destiny. Oh, look at that uterus. No, it's God, the Holy Spirit quickened the uterus. The uterus became alive again. Everything, hallelujah, change, reverse, hallelujah. Sarah, just imagine when you're 90 years old, look at your breast. It's flat. It's old. You got wrinkles. Everything is, but you think Sarah looked like that? God reversed. Everything, that breast was full. She looked radiant, like a pregnant woman. All pregnant women look. As a matter of fact, I believe in my opinion, that she looked so radiant and beautiful. You remember, Sarah was one of the most beautiful women in the Bible. The Bible tells you how beautiful she was. So just imagine when the Lord reversed her aging and quickened that womb. That womb that had been just there, put everything in her, it was quickened and looked, just imagine how she looked. Even though she was in her 90s, I bet people thought she was so much younger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, the radiance of God's glory. Hallelujah. Just imagine how Sarah looked. No milk in the breast to suck of her baby to suck. Well, guess what? Sarah had milk in her breast. Over until God says it's over. Amen. In the name of Jesus, he can reverse every situation, every negative thing is turned to positive. I want to tell you, let us snatch victory out of what may be received as a defeat. Hallelujah. And this is how God operates. Let us snatch victory. Snatch your victory. Snatch your victory. How can I snatch my victory? By believing God's word and not looking at my circumstances, but trusting in his word, by listening to what the Spirit of God is saying and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes for you to receive the promises of God, you have to follow divine instructions. Hallelujah. Who am I speaking to? Things happen instantly, and sometimes you will have to follow some divine instructions and follow what God wants you to do, how he wants you to do it. Hallelujah. And the Lord Spirit will be upon you to give you that self-discipline, that control, whatever he wants to do individually for each and every one of you that are waiting for the promises of Almighty God. Who gave up on God? Do not give up on God. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it looks. Do not give up on God. Hallelujah. It might not look right. It might look like it. How can God say this? I don't see no sign. Hallelujah. Just believe. All things are possible when you believe and let your thoughts come into alignment. Your thoughts, don't be thinking negative when he says something positive, and don't let no one speak negative into your ears. Silence the voice of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, the enemy will have other people, and sometimes your family, your friends, your best friend will be speaking negative. No, you stand on God's word and promises. He is the CEO of the universe. He created the universe. He created you. Hallelujah. Speaking to you this morning, don't be discouraged. Whatever it is, what he says he will do, he will do. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you for your word this morning. Your word will not go back void. It will prosper in the thing that you said it to prosper in. So, Lord, we thank you for increasing our faith and our trust in you. We thank you for believing in you, O God. We bless your name. And I pray that all those that are here this morning, that they will receive this word, O God, in the name of Jesus, and that your name will be glorified on earth in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we walk by faith and not by sight, in the name of Jesus, that your name be glorified. We thank you for the Isaacs in our lives, that, Lord, you're going to make us laugh. Laughter, those that laugh at us. Hallelujah. They will see us laughing. And those that have been for you will laugh with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day.